Are you starting a work from home wellness business, or are you interested in owning your own global wellness business? This is the podcast for you. Welcome to Global Wellness Entrepreneurs. Hi, I'm Heather Abbott, an integrative nutrition health coach and wellness entrepreneur with NECAN. Get ready for tips, tricks, hacks, motivation, and good old business strategies for keeping your business growing. This is going to be an amazing ladies leading ladies. It is my pleasure again to introduce Hida to you. And Hida, my first question is, I would really like to learn a little bit about you. So tell us about yourself.
Well, first of all, thank you. Thank you very much, Heather, for this invitation. I don't have words to say how grateful I am, how honored I am to be here with you guys, with leaders that I highly admire in my short journey at NECAN. So thank you for the opportunity to let me know to you, and then also to, that was an exercise of self-reflect on things. So I was born in Venezuela and moved to the US in 2014, and I studied journalism, and I was once a news reader. That's awful, I know, but I like it in that time. So now I choose to deliver good news instead. And I host several radio shows for around 10 years. And since 2008, I was very involved in the holistic healing and personal development world. I taught different healing techniques until 2016, when I decided not to go to that path anymore. Do you know Louise Hay? Are you familiar with Louise Hay? She was the number one female writer in the US, author of You Can Heal Your Life. So I was her exclusive trainer for worship leaders and coaches and her philosophy in my country, Venezuela. So then I opened Colombia, I opened Ecuador. And when I moved to the US, I became the trainer for the Hispanic community here. So that role opened to me many doors. I hosted and co-produced a TV show in Ecuador based on her work. I was invited to be a speaker in the so-called the biggest consciousness convention in Los Angeles. And I was very grateful, but I quit to all that in 2018. So that cycle for me was like ended as well. So in 2018, while I was trying to figure out what I will be doing for the rest of my life, I volunteer 100% in the School of Consciousness, a school of meditation that I have been with since 2009. And I was in charge of the school in California, teaching meditation, etc. So also I started studying Ayurveda medicine. I went to a university in India as well. Fast forward in 2020, I separated from my husband and relocated to South Florida, where my daughter lives. So now I live with her, or she lives with me and her dog. And from this time of my history is where I consider to become a NECAN consultant.
Mm-hmm. That is impressive. I'm very humbled. I could learn so much from you. So why did you choose to become a NECAN consultant?
Well, as I mentioned, you know, I have been an advocate for health and wellness since 2008, professionally speaking, right? So my ex-husband already had two products at home, two of the NECAN water system, the shower and the one to drink water, and the Kenco air purifier. And I loved them. So this one is a funny story. I used to do a detox program with my sponsor of the working visa. So we were there in her first detox program together, and she was explaining about the importance of the alkaline water for the health. Mm-hmm. And she's a woman of a life of knowledge. So that was my first time hearing about alkaline water. And I was, oh my gosh, I want that in my house. But she was selling a very crazy expensive device. So I went home and I told my husband about it, like, we can save, maybe one day we're going to have alkaline water at home. And he said, well, I have a device in the garage. And it was the waterfall system. Can you believe it? The guy had the waterfall and the Kenco Air in the garage and not using it. So that's why I divorced him. No, no, just kidding. so,
not a key.
Right, so, yes, exactly. I mean, I know he was an engineer. He made a lot of research before buying anything. So I knew those devices should be something good, but I made my own research as well. And I was like, oh my gosh. So then, so when I was divorced, I was thinking like, I was with no money, no savings, no job, moving to Miami, to Florida, which is like moving, like being an immigrant for the first time. And I was thinking, I need to make an income. And I was also like having just recently graduated from a new career of Ayurveda, right? So I was like, what can I do? And I only can sell something that I love it, that I 100 believe it. So I say, I have recommended to many people the water in my house, the air in my house, I'm going to sell them. Yeah. So then I called to the office, to the Niken office, because I didn't have anybody to enroll. So I say, look, I want to sell your products, but I don't know how to do it. And they matched me with Martina Quesada. That was the best yes. that could have happened to me. And I remember telling Martina, I only want to sell the products. I'm not interested in the network marketing business. So little did I know I was so wrong, right? So that was my beginning. And I didn't do anything in the beginning. I'm going to say to you what I expressed to Martina, I think a year later. Mm-hmm. And I say, Martina, forgive me, because I didn't see the potential of the business in Niken. I love the products. And after meeting her, I learned about all the other systems. I only knew that the water and the air. And I was amazed and mind-blowing about them. But I needed money to live. And I try other things that people say, like, make fast money. You know, these other businesses, I'm not going to mention any industry or any company, of course, but they say you can make money fast. And I needed money fast because I didn't have any. So I tried. And I was not happy. Not only I was not happy, I didn't make any money either. So that didn't work. So one day I was meditating, what you just did with us. Thank you for that. That actually shifted the energy. I was meditating and sitting with myself. And you know, I said, I'm going to do Niken. I need to do something that I love it, that I'm happy and I'm passionate. I'm passionate about talking about health and wellness. So that day I was so happy. I feel happy in my heart. No money, but happy in my heart. And I was sure that's the right decision. Still, I didn't do anything as the business. I didn't know how to do it. I was distracted with life. You know, I needed to work. So there are three moments in my journey, Niken, so far that have been crucial to me. And if someone is listening to me that is new, attend these meetings, see the videos, I mean, watch the videos, because, or have conversations with people in higher ranks, because one thing is going to make you the click. Mm-hmm. So Martina connected me with Royal Diamond, Álvaro Esqueda, and he talked me about his experience inherited this business. Like, his mother was the business, doing the business with Niken. Then she passed away. His father lived 11 years from the inheritance of the Niken business, 11 years. So I saw like a, wow, because I was thinking I'm going to do Niken as a hobby because I love it, but I need to find some job, you know? And then he said that to me, it's like a, I really can live from Niken. My God, you know, that opened my mind and my vision. Then I attended a workshop with Dave Rolfe. I think he was explaining the compensation plan. Mm-hmm. I have many months in the business already, supposedly, but not doing anything, not even knowing the compensation plan. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. And then I took the decision. That was in July. I called Martina and I said, Martina, forgive me because I haven't done anything with Nikin. I haven't seen the vision of Nikin. I'm going to take it seriously. I'm going to do this as a business. And thank you for being patient with me because she was not pushy, which I love it because otherwise I might run away. But she was always sharing with me, always sharing with me, always patient when I ask questions. And then I didn't do anything too much either. And it was on last November 20, when Mike DeMuscio posted on the WhatsApp group, "Hey guys, Nikin is double the points. If you don't do anything to double your rank, I don't know what you're doing." And I was like, "Oh my God." And then I called Martina. "Martina, I'm going to become silver before December 17th. Martina, I swear to you." So then I started doing the business. That day, I started doing this as a business, as a job, as a, whatever you want to call it.
Good. That's excellent. So what would be your like one of your biggest favorite moments in Nikin? In your short little Nikin.
When I became silver, you know, when I was like crazy doing the numbers. I'm super bad at numbers, like terrible. And I don't trust in me with numbers. So I saw the numbers. I actually reached 6,000 in December, more than 6,000 in December only. Martina, like, you made it silver in 1 month. And I was like, Martina, I'm seeing the numbers, but I need you to tell me that it's true that I'm seeing them, that I'm silver. I need you to say that. And she's like, "Well, it's not official, but you have the numbers." Yeah. So that was my favorite moment so far. And to be honest, Heather, this is a favorite moment for me. When I have done small presentations, it's a favorite moment to me. When I host a wellness story, it's a favorite moment to me. I love this. I'm having so much fun. And I just love to speak about the benefits of our products. So I'm having weekly favorite moments with Nikin, and I love that.
That is awesome. That is absolutely awesome. So when someone asks you what you do, how do you respond? And can you give it to me in 30 seconds or less?
Well, I help people to have a healthier, longer, and freer life, helping them to have no pain, more energy, and a good rest, sleep. And I teach you to make money by doing the same.
That's perfect. I love that. That is succinct. And I'd want to know more. I would definitely say, well, tell me more about that. So how much time during the week do you devote to your Nikin business?
Good question. That was a tricky one. So I wish I could answer that question. The thing is that I do Nikin as I go. Due to my current work schedule, and when I have a chance, I do it. So let me explain it, if you allow me to answer in with another question you have. The next one. Can you say it?
So the next question I have, which ties into the first question, was, do you use social media to promote your
brand? Oh, right. And the daily methods of operation. Okay, you mentioned, I'm just a little like... So right now, my current schedule is crazy. I work 6 days a week. 4 of them is 10-hour shift. 2 of them is 7-hour shift. So today is my only free day of the week, by the way, Tuesday. So my plan is to find a more normal job, 9 to 5 from Monday to Friday, something that I never had in my life before. I never have been an employee. I never liked it. And I was very resistant until I say, I need that job, because I am also going to teach people that we can do this business having a job. I'm doing it, you know. And actually, when I will have that job, that is, my daughter laughs and say, "Mom, I cannot believe you're saying that," because my whole life I was saying, "I hate the 9 to 5. I never had it. I will say I hate it." And now it's like, I don't want a 9 to 5 because what I have now is too much. Yeah. So I'm going to feel like I have a lot of time because I'm going to have 14 hours more. I'm going to teach people by my example and living like we can do this business with 2 hours a day or less. Mm-hmm. So, of course, social media is something good that I like it and I use it. For example, I have one person that enrolled with me from Sweden. At the end of last year, I don't know her. She just saw me on social media and we started a conversation for months and months and months. And so things like that, you know, that can happen with this business. So So even if I don't have a daily structure, because with windows of certain hours, because I do not do random things, you know, I have a goal to talk about Nikken with 2 persons a day. You know, it's a very humble, attainable goal. And I share them videos of wellness stories that we have started creating, right? And I share my own version of Leo Lemay email. Thank you, Leo, because I love emails. I love social media. I love writing. So that's my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. So I send one video day, one email daily to each person, right? And I'm mostly active with voice notes, which I can send now when I'm doing magic, my 24 hours a day. I haven't done too many calls, to be honest. But if you, I don't know if you want me to say it, the strategy that I use to reach the silver rank in such short time, because I said, I only have this little time and I don't know January how it's going to be. So I want to do it in December. I don't want to leave it for January. So when I was speaking with Alfonso Esqueda, this Royal Diamond, he said to me, this is a people business and that nothing will substitute being face-to-face with a person, you know, even if it's on a virtual method, like right now. So I did not have time to hold a bunch of calls, right? I needed to be fast. So I made a video sharing my 3 current personal stories that has, they are related with my elevator speech in terms of more energy. I mean, I work 10 hours a day and I have a lot of energy. I don't feel pain in my legs and my, you know, something with the sleep. I will share that in the wellness story, but I made this video and I made it very personal. Like if I'm speaking with a friend, hey, how are you? You know, I would love to have, you know, drinking tea with you right now, but we cannot, but at least this is the closer thing I found to have a conversation. And look, I'm amazed with that. It's happening to me. I cannot keep this for myself. I need to share this with you and why I want. And I also type a little message like, please watch this video. Why I don't want you to not watch this video, because this could be the best Christmas gift you are doing for yourself or for your loved ones. And I also said it's personal. I posted on YouTube, but private. And I say it's private. You can share it with people close to you because I'm sharing private information, which also got the attention of people. People is curious. They want to see what is Hita sharing here? I was just saying the city I live, which is private. It's personal, but you know, nothing big deal, you know, but to cut their attention, I needed to open that video. So, and then I send it to WhatsApp to people. That's what I did.
Yeah. Well, you sent it to me and that's what called my attention to you and it worked. You're here and I'm so.
Right. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Making more videos. Yeah. That was the December one.
Private too, because that makes them feel like, oh, I've kind of got an exclusive invitation to this video, which that's a good tip. That's a really good tip to make it private. And then only they can access that link. Anybody that you send it to can watch it through that link. And they feel like they're getting in on something special that nobody else gets to see.
That's excellent.
Right. And then, yeah, I also did that Christmas video, you know, like sharing the thing, but I'm going to make another video in English too, I can share with you later, but shorter. That video in November, to be honest, in December was very long. It was only in Spanish to share about my situation, but it worked. Mm-hmm. And I spoke with my little tiny small team that I have, and I encouraged them to reach the next level. I mentioned to them, look, in the next level, you have more financial benefits. Mm-hmm. You know, so this is a lifetime opportunity. So let's work together in this. And two of them did it. So, and then helped me, you know, I needed them to move forward.
That's what I love about the collaborative economy. You know, everybody is lifted up at the same time. So that's why I love this industry. That's one of the best parts of it. So you kind of gave us an overview of your daily method of operation, and I like that you don't have a lot of time to spend on this, but for anybody out there that needs a little extra income, that's crucial to know that as much time as you can devote to this, you can make it pay off for you, and that's important.
Absolutely. And now what I'm doing is when I speak with people in my job, I am in front of many people, and that happened that people speak about their issues. Oh no, I didn't sleep well. Ooh, I jump. Oh, I have this pain. Oh, yeah. Oh, are you here 10 hours? Oh yeah, but I have a lot of energy. Did you see this bottle? This is that. And I start talking with everybody. I'm start talking with everybody about Niken right now, you know.
You're blessing so many people with that message though. I mean, they're gonna be well rested and hydrated and have that energy too. So you did touch a little bit on how you were talking with your small team. When you do present the compensation plan to a potential person, how do you present that?
Right, I needed to learn that. It was for me complicated because of the numbers. So I make it simple, I guess. So it's like I type it in English. I needed to do it. So I say this, I'm going to give you an overall view of our compensation plan. Just you can have an idea of the great income potential that Niken offers. So there are 5 ways to earn money with Niken, and there are also ranks. And as you are ascending in the ladder of ranks, the percentages and the benefits increase. So every sales you make, Niken will give you 20%. This amount is the only one that remained the same during the entire ranks ladder. Every time you make a purchase, Niken gives you back 50% up to 20% in cash. I don't know any company that does this, paying you to buy their products. The third way is for the sales and the purchases that your team does. You receive 5% up to 20%. And the fourth way is the wonder of residual income, what every financial expert says we need to pursue. Have you heard about it? So it's basically receiving money for an activity that you were not directly involved in. It's like literally making money while sleeping. So it depends on certain qualifications, and starting in the third rank of the company, you will receive 6% for the entire organization of certain people below you. And you will receive this for 6 generations. That means the people below your people, the people below them, until 6 levels of depth. So this means checks coming your way without even knowing who sold what. The 5th ways are amazing lifestyle bonus and pay trips.
That was an excellent explanation. You nailed it. I mean, you knocked it out of the park. So let's say we do this again in a year. Can you tell me what your Niken business is going to look like?
Oh my God. So I'm going to be gold for sure.
Okay.
For sure. The day I reach silver, that day I made my plan how I'm going to do to become gold. And I sent it to Martina. And it was a big list. Then I organized a little bit more, right? So I understand that I need skills that I don't have it. Mm-hmm. I never have been in sales. I don't know how to follow up. So I just been passionate about the products. I believe in them, mm-hmm. and I share them, and I'm happy to share them. So, but for the next level, I know I need a team. A big team. I don't have it. I have a tiny team. So I need a team with the same vision that I have, which is a vision that Niken can provide a lifestyle that I want, that I have had in my past, in terms of that I was free in my time. I always choose my time, but I always needed to work. Mm-hmm. So that can give me even more. And so I'm going to have a great team of people in many, many countries. I'm not going to say how many countries, but for sure in many countries, not only in the United States. And I love to be with people. I love I did that in my past when I was teaching, right, and doing training. So that we can grow together, like you mentioned, Heather, this collaborative process. And I'm being very humble and honest with everybody. I say, I'm not an expert in this business. I don't know, but I want to grow. If we can do it together, and I'm learning, and I leverage you guys. I say, I am with the best. I mean, these people are amazing, and we learn from them, you know? So that's what I can say so far, you know? I want to be grounding as well. Grounding, grounded. So I'm going to say I'm going to reach gold. I'm going to say more, but for sure gold.
For sure gold. All right. Excellent.
Yeah.
I know it'll happen. It's definitely going to happen for you.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And talking about social media, you mentioned that I use Instagram. That's my favorite social media. In the past, Facebook gave me many, many businesses, opened Colombia for me for the training I mentioned. But right now, it's different. But I'm going to start doing some Facebook ads, mm-hmm. paid ads, a small amount, but with a strategy of funnels to attract a team. That's it's going to be my focus.
Okay.
And a newsletter. I'm going to start a newsletter as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm going to use a lot of Dr. Gary Linder. I'm your fan. I love knowledge. I love your exposition like I love. So for me as a journalist, I'm going to use that information, you know, a lot. And because the people that knows me knows that I have done this in the past with other things like teaching, you know, giving knowledge about health. And then, well, I'm hoping to attract, no hoping, the hope is not that I'm really, focused on attracting new people that they don't know me, but they can trust in me and they can see the potential of this business and the beauty of this business.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. That was amazing.
Thank you, Heather. Thank you, really.
I'm so inspired.
Thank you for tuning in to the Global Wellness Entrepreneurs podcast. If you want more training, please visit ladiesleadingladies.net, and we'll see you on our next episode. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a comment.